This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was a nice silky penne pasta.
Ooh, silky penne pasta.
Silky penne.
Ooh, the secret ingredient? Spider silk.
Silky penne.
Silky penne.
Silky penne.
Silky penne is the Italian Saoirse Ronan.
And the Oscar goes to Silky Penne.
Oh, please, Silky Penne. I'm Italian, but I speak with an AU accent.
A brogue.
And one and two and we are perverts.
Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Hey everyone, it's Avery Riddle. Erin texted us that exact phrase maybe 2 weeks ago, and I told her after I died laughing, I said, that's how we're going to start the next episode. And so, true to our word, we had to start with We Are Perverts, bum ba dum bum bum bum.
I don't even have a guess at the context. Why did I say that?
I love in our group texts, it's always like, the funniest stuff, and then
hey guys, that's where the real funny comedy is.
That's where the weird funny comedy happens.
If you're listening to the podcast, you're getting kind of like the filtered shit that makes it through Casey's little sticky audio thing.
You're getting a runoff.
Yeah. Wouldn't more get stuck in his sticky audio fingers?
I don't want to think about it.
You think.
But in the GT, the group text, that's where the real laughs go down. And we do shit like, we are perverts, bump, 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 bump.
I will say, there have been times where I've laughed out loud at the text messages you two and Casey will send. You're funny over text. It's not everyone has that skill. There are very few people who are as funny over text as they are in real life. You two are very funny.
Maybe funnier. But inevitably, we all have a great time every day. We text, and then at some point, someone says, okay, we need to start charging for our group texts. We have to monetize the group text somehow. So maybe we'll figure out a way to do that. You can pay a quarter a month, and you can see what our group texts are.
That's our version of when people are like, we should have a reality show. No one should.
Me and my friends are so funny. We should have a reality show.
The We Are Perverts thing was in reference to when you lost your blood, and I said that I had it, but it wouldn't be any good to anyone anymore after what I'd done to it.
It sounds like he's joking, but that's actually what happened.
Can you read from that to where we said to where Erin texted that?
I'm sure I can.
Yeah, do a reading.
Will you?
Oh yes, will I can. You? Okay. Erin said, I'll be home in 20, and we'll upload right away. Now, this isn't a reference to uploading the files for the episode. Then Erin said, I'm coming from the doctor, where they, caps, lost my blood. So I didn't get my test results back. So if you guys could keep an eye out for my blood, I'd really appreciate it. Adel said, my God. I don't know what that's in reference to, since it's a non sequitur. Casey said, sorry, I didn't know you still needed that. In reference to the blood. I said, I technically have it, but dot, 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 it's dot, 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 different now. I don't think it would be of much use to anyone except a select group of perverts. Erin said, well, at least I know it's in good pervert hands. Adel said, isn't that the Allstate slogan? Erin responded, we are perverts.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, that's got to be our new... That's how we have to start every episode, is we are perverts, bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
But it's true, the doctor lost my blood, and I wanted to be mad and yell, but I was like, oh, but these healthcare workers have it horrible, and I don't want to hurt any of their feelings, but I had to go in twice to give blood to get a test, because not enough blood came out the first day, so they were like, come back tomorrow. We'll get more blood out of you. And they poked me 14 times altogether. I went in and they said, we lost your blood.
And Aaron, you're still going to Dr. Aculo, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
and
thank you.
It's also a bar for vampires.
It's a fine line. It's a fine line between we have to respect healthcare workers and they keep losing my blood. Because your blood feels like something that's pretty important.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It's not their fault. I think there's, and don't make fun of me.
I have very slippery blood.
Yeah, I do. I think I am in a pocket of time where I'm having pretty extraordinarily bad luck. Lots of like weird things like that going wrong in my life. But they're all like lower stakes things.
Sure.
So like I'm fine with it. Like went to go get my hair dyed. She dyed it really dark purple. And then I was like, that's not right. And she was like, amen, that is bad. This is not what I meant to do. And then she said, come back after all of my haircuts for the day. And I won't leave because she was so sweet. And she was like, we'll stay here all night. And so the salon was closed. It's like 9 p.m. My whole head's been bleached. Not my head. My whole head of hair.
No. You said what you said.
I'm starting to think this person didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
And we should mention for listeners who can't see, Aaron's eyeballs are dissolved. Her head has been bleached.
She bleached my whole hair, and then
your teeth have never looked better though, Aaron.
Oh well, thank you.
they bleached everything.
And also, I'm very clean. All the bacteria's gone, even the good kind. Anywho. Sat for 9 hours in her chair and then left with, how do I describe this? Adel, when he saw me over Zoom for the first time with my new hair, sent me that picture of the lady from Aquaman, like true clown red hair.
True clown, that's what it's called, true clown red.
It is called, the package does say true clown red.
I was inspired by our live show, our most recent live show, because my hair, for whatever weird reason, looked so red on the screen. And I was you know what? I'm a redhead by birth. I feel like most of myself when my hair is a little bit red. I'm going to go red. And I went too far. But I'm getting it fixed this week, so I'll look normal. But, oh boy.
Oh boy. That's beautiful.
Sorry, I talked so much, but I was excited to tell everyone about my blood being lost and my hair being red.
What I would like to say.
That sounds like a country song.
Maybe
that sounds
she
like
died.
A country song lyric.
Maybe she dyed my hair with my blood.
Maybe,
or maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe she picked up on it. She's so empathetic and she knew that you were missing your blood. She's like, well, she's missing her blood. What can I do to remind her of her blood that she used to have? I'll dye her hair blood red. And that way she'll have a connection to her missing blood.
Maybe your hair is dyed with blood. Maybe it's Maybelline.
So the doctors misplaced your blood. You went to a hairdresser after 9 p.m., after everything was closed, and sat for 9 hours until the sun came up. Aaron,
I started at like 1 p.m.
You are only frequenting vampire businesses.
You're right. And this is, you know what? I'm fine with this bad luck because it's pretty low stakes. And I'm only crying like a little. How are you guys?
And you're crying blood.
Well,
stigmata.
I honestly would have rather just let this go, but it is something that I do want to say.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little uncomfortable with us starting the show by saying we are perverts. Because I feel like it's kind of stolen valor. I like to talk a big game about being a pervert.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that I can hang with that community. And I think that if the perverts come for me and they start really drilling down and asking me specifics, I'm gonna look. You know, in 40-year-old Virgin, when Steve Carell is trying to describe like touching a woman's breast, it's gonna be like that, but for perversion with me. I'm gonna say like bags of sand, and everyone's gonna know. That's a movie that ages really well, by the way. So go and watch 40-year-old Virgin. There's a whole sequence where Paul Rudd is in a chair. Oh man, yeah. Go back and give that a look.
Well, JPC, I'm starting to think that people don't even know who you are. So you're not a pervert and you don't drink piss every day?
My reality's
crumbling. Who even are you?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I have pervert qualities, but am I a stone cold pervert? And if anything, I'm the biggest pervert of the three of us. So can we really claim that we are perverts when I'm our biggest pervert?
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
So wait, a stone cold pervert is a pervert who enters the ring to music, smashes two beers together, drinks them both.
Hardly drinks any beer, by the way.
it dribbles down his chin. He gives a double bird. Flips a double bird.
Kicks someone in the stomach, grabs them from behind the neck, slams them into the mat.
Pervert 316.
Is that from the Bible?
How to answer this?
Adel, did you and your friends growing up ever wrestle each other, like imitating like WWE or WWE, I guess, at that point?
Not a ton, really. We would watch wrestling from like 96 to 2000. We were obsessed with wrestling.
Sure.
And the battle between WCW and WWF at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Bischoff versus Vince McMahon. But the only time I once power a friend of mine was shooting something and he asked me to power bomb him on top of a car. And so I did that, and it dented, and I was careful about it, but
sure,
it still dented the hood of the car, and it also broke a window.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it did.
So that was my experience, and he was totally fine, and he was like, perfect, that was perfect, because he wanted it to look like it was causing damage, and it did to the car, of course.
All right, well, I got
so that was
scene.
My experience.
You two are professional wrestlers,
okay,
and you're about to wrestle, but you've been told to try not to break anything or ruin everything, because okay, where you're wrestling is very fragile.
Okay, trash can Tony, you're in for a world of hurt.
You think I'm gonna be in a world of hurt? Wait till trash can Tony takes you, axe handle Ricky, and smashes you into this fine banquet center.
Oh, here we go. Grabs a trash can. Can you put one of your legs in here? Just... Yeah, careful.
Yeah,
careful.
Okay.
Careful.
Here we go. Okay,
oh, it's caught. Your pants are caught. One second.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Be
hold
very
on.
Careful.
You
I'm
back
not
up.
Wearing
you back
any
up.
Underwear at all under the pants.
Neither
I see
am I.
I see it. Well, yeah. I
and
see
I'm
it.
Oh, okay.
I see it snagged. I see it snagged.
Yeah.
If you rip it off, people will see my little butt.
Round two.
Are we in a boxing match?
Scene.
I don't know. Okay, all right. All I learned from that experience is that you two have the perfect voices for villain sidekicks together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone should write a Disney movie. I'm the villain, Ursula or the mom from mom from Tangled. Forgot
hey,
the
Aaron,
movie.
When you say you villain, it already has its own connotations. You don't have to give examples.
No, but I want to be those kind of villain. And you're like the Flotsam and Jetsam. You're like my, and you both have like a weird voice that.
Didn't we do? Isn't there a scene that we did where Aaron was the villain and we were the henchmen? Where
maybe
it was the one about
when she took
up
over
the
moon or something.
Yeah,
we also talked about in one of the review crew. We talked about if we were Disney characters, I would be a cartoon horse and JPC. I can't remember what it was, but it was after we watched Road to El Dorado.
Yeah, that's
okay. You guys are obsessed with the show. Ooh, embarrassing much? Fans of Hey Riddle Riddle much?
Aaron, the thing I said about people know what the word villain means, you don't have to give examples, is because I've been spending some time on this app called Clubhouse, which is kind of fun, but there's so many different seminars. It's so much of
ooh,
like
an app that's kind of fun. Tell me more.
there's so much on there that's like you pop into these meetings or these groups or whatever, and it's all about, they just say the word brand a million times. And I listened to one that was exhausting, and I can't stop laughing at it, which was just like, and I've listened to like two or three of these that are the exact same thing, where people are like, you gotta get your brand out there. The biggest investment you can make is to invest in yourself. You know, if you're a singer, you should sing. If you're a dancer, you should dance. If you're a chef, you should cook. And they list like 100 examples, and I'm like, this person has nothing to say.
If you're a pervert, you should pervert.
You should perv. But it's so funny to me of like just that anything that involves the word branding is just makes my skin crawl. And then just that type of person who's like, I I am going to tell you how to like brand yourself on social media. And it's, they're just talking in circles. There's no substance to it. It's just like, it's popcorn. There's no, I don't know. It's exhausting.
Okay.
But funny.
I'm interested in this a little bit because social media branding is definitely something near and dear to my heart. Now, if you're trying to build a following on social media, should every three tweets, should you talk about drinking your own piss, or is that not something that you should be doing? Especially if you don't want to be branded as like a piss drinking pervert. Aaron, you have your old man puzzles today.
TBC, yeah. You have the fingers and eyes of a pervert. So whether or not you like it, you are.
They're in jars all behind me.
Wow, I like filled that. With piss, kind of filled joke. With piss.
Yeah. Aaron, you are old pervy puzzies.
I'm pickled with piss.
You know what, guys? I'm going to hang out over on the Patreon where no one makes me do a single riddle. It's way more fun over there. I'm going to walk over to Patreon.
It is more fun.
Okay, I'm over at the Patreon. Do the episode without me.
Okay.
No, don't say that. I'm coming back. Fine. Okay, here we go.
I mean, we certainly could. No, the show would be worse.
Oh, that's for sure.
People would listen to it.
I think it would do great. I think you guys are great, and you don't need me.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
I'm not. Okay. I'm happy to be here, and that is what is true. And what also is true is that we're doing listener-submitted riddles, because I love those. These come from Tim Hood, which it says here he is Robin Hood's little brother, and he steals from the poor to give to the rich. Pretty cool.
Hey, I'm Tim Hood. Let's see what's going on. Oh, your carburetor is attached to the engine. That's your problem.
That's a good Tim Hood voice. JBC, want to try?
Hold on. Yeah. Of course I have one. I have one too. Hold on.
JBC's looking around the room. He's sweating profusely.
Hi, I'm Tim Hood. I'm Robin Hood's little mechanic. And no, that's Adel's thing and Aaron's thing. No, don't. I don't. Come back to me. I'll do my Tim Hood.
Hello, I'm Tim Wood. I make flutes from trees.
Okay.
I don't like mine very much.
No.
The joke was that yours is supposed to be bad.
I make flutes from trees. They're flutes that nobody can hold.
These flutes are for giants. Is a giant having a champagne tasting party?
The tree doesn't get taken out of the ground. It just gets turned into a flute. And that immediately kills the tree. Might as well have ripped it out.
Oh, my man, you don't make flutes. You ruin trees.
Okay. These are from Tim Hood. Thank you, Tim, for sending these. He wrote us some warm-up riddles.
They are a format
I don't think you've done on the show before. These puzzles are two words that differ by one letter. For example, rain and pain, or coin and chin. These are often called...
They won't always rhyme.
No, they'll never rhyme, I don't think.
If the first one rhymes.
Well, after that one.
Rain and pain.
If the first letter changes, they will rhyme. Yes.
Okay. These are often called orthographic neighbors. I think I'm saying that right. Okay. I will give you two clues, and you have to guess the other two words. They vary in difficulty, but feel free to pick and choose your favorites. Enjoy. Ready?
You don't have to give us permission to pick and choose our favorites. We do that anyway.
Okay, you are allowed to enjoy this.
I will say that I do thank Tim for giving me permission to enjoy it, because there has been so many times in my life where I've approached a task as work and as something, you know, it's like, I don't want to do it. But when someone tells me to approach it from a place of joy, I have joy in my heart, and now I'm ready to play the game.
Why are you sad? No one gave me permission to enjoy my birthday cake. Okay, beef and hot ice.
Beef and hot ice. Okay, so hot ice is steam.
Steam.
And beef is steed? No.
Steer.
Steer?
Steer and steam? No.
But that's EA and EE, right?
Yeah.
Beef and hot ice. Hot ice, evaporated, estakerated. Are we right with steam, Aaron?
Steam is hot ice.
No.
Fuck me, Tim Hood, you fucking piece of shit.
I want to see a scene.
Hold on. That's an overreaction. I take that back.
Yeah.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are a morning zoo crew, and you are, this is early mornings with beef and hot ice.
Good morning. Hey, everyone. I'm your old pal, Hot Ice. And I'm here with my baby brother and biggest pain in my ass, Beef. Beef, say hello.
Move over, Beef in the house. What's for dinner? It's beef.
Beef? What's in the news this morning?
Cow, a bunga. Beef, beef, beef in all the news. It's a news feeding frenzy. Chop, 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 chop.
And I'm
Move
here with that.
Move over, news.
Hey, guys.
Here
guys.
Comes beef.
Guys, yep. Sorry. I'm sorry. I just have to step in. We will add the effects for you. I can't stress enough.
Oh.
I have a soundboard behind in the studio here, and I'll add the effects. Here we go.
Leonard, if I trusted you to add the effects would be in there, but they're never in there. And I see what you do. You hit one sound, you hit two sounds. Beef, as a character, needs his sounds.
Okay, fair enough. I'll stay out of it.
Yeah, give us one more shot.
Okay, go ahead.
Give us another chance.
And we're back on.
Wah, 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 wah. Hot ice. Dun, 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 dun. Skate, skate. Oh, no, I fell through the ice. What are we gonna do? Boom, 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 boom. Hot ice, baby. All right, stop. I fell through the ice and, oh, beef, beef's over there. What's going on, beef?
Is that a hand? Ooh, I'm being eliminated.
Scene. I'd listen to that morning show.
Why not? I would love a morning show that was just fucking absolute utter chaos.
I would listen to that. That
sure.
Just feels like Hey Riddle Riddle, but in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay, so hot ice. It's more of what happens.
Melt.
Melt.
Yeah.
Melt and meat.
Mm-hmm.
Meat and melt. Ooh,
you got
I would
it.
Love a
Ooh,
meat melt.
Go to Steak and Shake and a nice patty melt. Frisco melt.
Completed an area.
Completed and area. Okay. Completed and
Dun
area.
Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's where I'm putting one of you if you do a bad job this episode. You're going into the done zone.
It's like the Discovery Zone, but it's when you're being a bad kid.
I would love it if like you're just like reselling a house and you're like, this house comes with the done zone, and it's like, does that say dungeon? It's like, no. That is a Z. It's a done zone.
What is that? Is it like a panic room? What is that?
No, it's a done zone. You know, it's got your whips and your chains and your sex horse and your big swing.
Oh, like a sex room.
No, a done zone.
It's where
Honey,
my husband.
I think we gotta buy this place.
It's where my husband starts to fuck me and then he goes, oh, I'm done. The done zone.
Y'all done?
All right, next one.
Please.
Pieces and Notre Dame home.
Cathedral and Reese's.
France.
Mm-hmm. Wait, can you repeat it again?
Pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And Notre Dame home.
Shards and shrouds.
Yeah. What city is Notre Dame in?
Paris and then pieces would be.
Panis.
Debris.
Reese's of me. And a Monday.
Go on. Take another little Reese of my heart. Paris and.
What? Yeah, so Paris, I know. What pieces. The fuck is pieces?
It's the second to last letter.
So it's the I. Paris and.
These pieces are blank of a whole.
Part. Parts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Parks.
Oh. Parks.
No, I didn't say parks.
Parks. Yeah, it's parks.
All right, next one. TV show and tennis beginnings.
Tennis beginnings.
So
and
tennis
TV
begins
show.
With a hug. The two players hug each other and they say, good
That's
luck
That's why
to
it's
tennis.
Called love. That's why it's called love.
They say, I forgive you even if you win. I forgive you even if you win.
Well, so I'm not mad anymore, Jeff. Good luck at tennis.
You don't have to feel guilty for winning. You don't have to feel guilty for winning.
Next time on Tennis Beginnings. TV show and Tennis Beginnings. So a serve and a sitcom?
Plural of that word.
Serves.
Mm-hmm.
Serves and...
TV show serves.
TV show.
This one was tricky for my brain to get when I was going through.
Is this the name of a actual TV show or it's...
No.
What you would call a TV show. Okay.
Yeah.
Serves.
S-E-R-V-E-S. Servin'.
So definitely keep those first three letters.
So we keep an S-E, well.
Oh, serves in series.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Wow, you're amazing.
The V to the I.
A series of unfortunate serves.
Sing-song voice and Scottish pants alternative.
Kilt and lilt. Kilt?
Mm-hmm. Wow, you're really good at these. These are fun, too. I hope more people send these in.
These are great.
Wait, I'm enjoying this. Oh,
wait,
no.
Do I like this show? Okay. Tall paper and kings and queens.
Tall paper? What?
Cards and flards.
Cards and flards. Tall paper and kings and queens.
The game is cards and flards, gentlemen.
Jacks are high. All right. And queens are dumb.
I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron, it's cards and flards. Adel and I we're playing blackjack at a casino. The dealer just swapped out. So I'll play the first dealer and I'll leave. And you're coming in and you're just rewriting the rules.
Cool.
That's my time, gentlemen. Good luck with the rest of your game.
Thank you so much. Oh man, what a streak. We're really raking it in.
Hot streak.
Here we go. New dealer.
Woo! All right, the name is Cards and Flards, gentlemen. What is going to happen is I'm going to put this down. It's two pair of die, Princess Diana cards, okay?
And those must be worth a fortune. You should protect those.
Yes, and then also the Princess Diana beanie baby, and I put that right there, and then I flip these cards upside down. This, see, they're blank, and that's that part of it. You're gonna want to think that fives are high in this game. They're not even in this game, so just wipe that from your mind.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Did you say that your name is Cards and Flards? Is that how you introduced yourself?
My name's Cards P. Flards, but the name of the game is Cards and Flards.
Are you okay from snorting all that marijuana?
Oh, you saw. So you saw. I meant to do that sort of angled away from you. The leaves, full leaves of the marijuana plant. How can you tell? The shape? All right. So cards
and flowers. It's a very distinctive leaf. It's one of the most distinctive leaves.
I'm going to take the little car from the game of life that have those people poking out. I'm going to paint them just a neutral color because I don't need the pink little ones and the blue little ones anymore. I'm going to put them in a snow globe. I'm going to break the snow globe. I'm going to bring this puppet out, okay? The puppet's going to roll the dice, and that means trouble. Pretty, pretty princess. Oh, and the puppet ate the dice. You're the puppets. You're the motherfucking puppets. All right.
Did we win?
Did we win? I had 50 bucks on this game.
All right, I'm going to take 50 bucks. Sir, you are up to 50 rubles.
I don't know the conversion rate, but it feels like I'm doing really well.
Me neither. All right, gentlemen, new round?
Yeah, new game. Dan, I think I'm actually starting to get cards and flarts.
One of the puppets.
I'm still lost.
I'm one of the puppets. I've doubled my rubles here, so I'm gonna do 400 rubles on the 7 puppet, and you're not going to trick me. I know there are no fives in this game. So I'm gonna triple my twos, and then I'm going to bet all around the shack.
Careful, someone from in here is going to come over and break your legs. You're doing so good.
That's
all
part
right,
of the game.
Round three, gentlemen.
I'm sort of marijuana, too.
Do casinos break legs when people are winning?
Yeah. You're the puppet, dude. If you don't think that they're breaking legs when people are winning, you're the puppet.
Dan, you're the puppet.
Anyone need a martini? Another martini?
I was wondering why this casino is so empty.
And then next thing's next, I'll tell you, it's 13 Dead End Drive. This bookshelf's going to follow you. Not in real life, just in the game.
Just in the game.
Round six, no fives.
Wait,
let's
is
go.
This a wrestling match? Scene.
I'm tripling?
Wow, if I knew anything, that would be easier. If I had any information in my head about anything, that would have been easier to navigate. Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. Life would be so much easier if I knew anything.
We have, when we do, so on, what do we say? On July 17th, which is 7/17, which 7:17 p.m. is Riddle O'Clock because it's, what did we say, 69,420 seconds into the day. when we have our event, we have to have Aaron run a table that's that game.
Cards and Flards.
Cards and Flards.
If this episode's not called Cards and Flards, I'm writing my lawyer, I'm writing my congressman, and I'm writing my dad, and it's all the same man. So
we share all of those with you. We all have the same lawyer, the same congressman, and the same dad.
We'll have to organize. I'm sure this already exists, but we've never been invited to one. A podcast festival. And we'll invite all of our favorite podcasts, and you get to see all of them. But more importantly, I will have a table where I try to swindle you all of your money by a game I make up on the spot, high, out of my mind on leaves.
I bet 2020, I know, was such a miserable year that I bet that there are people that are like, man, I miss podcast festivals. I'm so desperate to go out right now. I would go to a podcast festival.
I would totally do that. The right lineup. I need to be interested in three podcasts at one festival, and I'm going. And I'm hanging out and I'm having the best time.
Are they all comedy podcasts, Aaron? Or are you going to go to like, are you going to do like a true crime podcast? Does the festival need to mix it up?
Oh, I'm fully mixing it up. I'm going to wellness podcasts, trying to see if they're giving anything away for free.
Sure.
True crime podcasts. I'm going to like three comedy podcasts. I'm drinking started at 11 a.m. and I'm never going home. Would you go to something like that?
I maybe not. I mean, I would go if it was, because I only listen to like political, like media podcasts and comedy podcasts. And I don't know that I'm interested in seeing any of it live. Like, I guess maybe, but like I'm not a concert guy anyway. In my mind, a podcast festival is like Lollapalooza, where like people are on different stages and they're going over each other's slots by like 15 minutes. And like, Hey Riddle Riddle is on the, you know, triple E stage at the other end of the thing. And it's like, hey, Mark Maron's going on in 15 minutes. Good luck, guys.
We did, Magic Tavern's done like three or four podcast festivals. And that's 100% the reality, which is like, one time we were scheduled up against like LeVar Burton Talks or whatever.
Oh, bummer. Sorry.
And it was a thing of like, a lot of even our friends were there and they're just like, hey, have a good show. And I'm like, oh, are you not going to be there? And they're like, I was, but LeVar's on at the same time as you. And I'm like, you
did
made
you
the
hear
right choice.
All those words, LeVar Burton Talks. I got to go.
The nice thing about all podcasts now being like vehicles for bored celebrities, because every celebrity has a podcast, is none of those people are going to be interested in going to a live podcast festival. So when it's time for a live podcast festival, we can still get in there, baby.
Ooh, now hear this.
There was a Magic Tavern live show a few years back. I mean, I've gone to a few that I absolutely loved, but there was one and it was at Music Box.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like one of my favorite live comedy things I've ever seen. You guys were so funny and it was so fun. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's like 600 people here and they all listen. That's so cool. Like it was.
That was a cool one because, yeah, I think we sold out or almost sold out the Music Box, which, yeah, is like 600 seats. And then after the show, we all walked over to, we're like, any fans who want to join us, we're going to walk over to the Burger King that is the setting for Magic Tavern.
Oh, because this is the Irving Park one?
Because it was like two blocks away. So we walked over to the Burger King and we hung out in the parking lot with like 50 fans for like an hour. The employees were so confused.
What is this?
Are you robbing us?
Are we bouncing back as a restaurant? Do people care?
It's July. It's too early for ghost tours. This is the most haunted Burger King in the world, but
I associate that Burger King with a time that I was on the date, maybe the summer I moved here, and a guy tried to go through that I was on the date with, tried to go through on his bike. And they wouldn't let him. And he was like, oh, unbelievable. And I was like, I don't want to date him.
Were you on pegs? Were you on pegs?
No, I was just standing in the parking lot.
Oh, no. So this guy was hungry. This guy took you on a date where he was on a bike and you were walking?
Yeah.
That's a date.
I got to tell you, I will tell you, I think you might know who this is, so I think laugh after.
Eric, can I guess? Was it an improviser? Because that sounds like the bullshit they would do.
They'd come up with. When Magic Tavern was first starting, maybe like the first 3 months we were going, I would walk to that Burger King weekly, and I would buy like little, I'd go to a container store and buy little wooden boxes, and I'd write little notes and hide them inside boxes and then bury them around the Burger King. Because fans, we got a bunch of notifications on Twitter and stuff that fans were going to the Burger King to like get their picture taken or something. And I was like, I'm going to start hiding all these little clues around the Burger King. So if a fan finds it, it's like a fun little Easter egg. And then I stopped doing it because I realized it was insane.
That's amazing. I'm glad you realized it. I bet there's a couple still there. All right. Let's finish these up and then we can go to break.
Okay, yes. But can I tell you before we go to break, the number one most common improviser date suggestion is ride to the airport for the flight that I have to catch.
Oh, you guys, I could write an entire book of short essays. You know what? Maybe I will, about dating male improvisers. It was the absolute nightmare of my life. It was crazy. Male improvisers on dates are hilarious.
Poor, mad, and oh baby, mostly white. The improviser story.
Oh, I wonder if he's going to be annoyed if I find any success in comedy.
Huh. Do you think he's going to be entitled to something?
I wonder. Interesting. Although I have to say, I have dated very lovely, very funny, interesting male improvisers as well. But
I don't want to go on a second date. Why? Did I do something wrong? No, you're funnier than me, and I can't take it. Will you please pick up the check?
Yeah. The amount of female friends who have dated male improvisers who call me being like, hey, I got a call back for a thing, and so-and-so didn't. He's making it my responsibility to comfort him in this. Like, should I tell him? And I was like, I don't know. I feel like we should all move. Just as a lady collective, let's just get out of here. I think we're in too deep.
I don't know. Maybe tell him he's poison and just walk away.
I don't know what to do anymore. All right. We're going to do these last three. We still haven't gotten this one. Tall paper and kings and queens.
Aaron, I can't stress enough. There's no such thing as tall paper. Those are two words.
Yeah, there is. They're called male improvisers.
Royal. Is it royal? Regal?
Regal and legal. Oh, legal pad.
Legal pad. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, tall paper.
Would we call that tall paper?
Sure. Now we do.
Malice and apartment.
Malice doesn't live here anymore. Malice and apartment.
I actually think Malice would be a pretty beautiful name.
Abode and...
Malice and...
Oh, boy. Malice
Envy and 3C.
No. Yeah, I would also say... Okay, that's a great ABC show. I would say... Think of it more like Malice and could be a hotel.
Oh, rent?
Like it's a type of hotel room or...
Oh, a suite? No.
Yeah.
A suite? Suite and...
Sweet and...
unsweetened? Malice. Malice, sweet and sweat. Sweet.
Is it the S? What? How many?
It's the second letter is my hint.
Sweet and spite.
Spite.
Oh, sweet, sweet spite.
Sweet and spicy.
Last one.
Spite. Obey your thirst.
Speaking style and welcome.
Cadence. Is cadence the first one?
No.
Speaking style. Accent.
I would say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Accent and what was the other one? Welcome.
Mm-hmm. If I've decided to welcome someone in, I'm...
Using a funny accent.
No. Hello, come in. Yes, you can make right this way.
Accent and consent. I consent for you to enter.
No, but it. I've. Accents? I'll blank my fate.
Accept.
Mm-hmm.
Accent and accept.
Those
are
great. Thank you, Robin.
Love the show. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Tim Hood.
Ugh, motherfucker. The show. Keep up the good work. They've obviously never listened.
No, I'm sorry. It's love the show. Keep up the good work. Cheers. Tim is writing a letter to the television show Cheers telling them they are great. Never listen to our show.
Yeah.
Speaking of never listening to our show, if you didn't listen to our show, we wouldn't have these advertisers. And now listen to us talk about them for a while.
Norm.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clear with clarity D. Live clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a, you know, personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep.
blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, no. Good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Hanson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach. And so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Hanson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Hanson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Hanson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Hanson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Hanson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay. 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Hanson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back, and you better believe, Trash Can Tony, that I am going to gently put you down. Are you okay? I'm going to set you down real. I got the back of your neck. Are you okay?
I've never been better in my entire life, Axe Handler Ricky. Thank you for supporting my neck. Just
yes, of course.
Finish him!
Lower me. Okay, finish me.
Okay, okay. Hand or mouth? What do you want?
Ew!
Well, we're not just spiders, we're lovers.
You'd rather he just assume?
No, I just want you to fight.
This is how we fight.
Sweetie, the only way we lose is if we let them get to us.
Seed.
You change your mind like a girl changes clothes. So... we have some more listener-submitted riddles, and these come from Sammy Hall. You have permission to use my full name. Thank you, Sammy. Sammy's been listening to the show for a while. I love the show so much, and listening to it helped me get through my last semester of law school and preparing for the bar exam.
Oh, law school. Someone has aspirations. Must be nice.
Well, we don't need to make fun of them because they clearly are going to be the weirdest lawyer ever if they've learned anything from Hey Riddle Riddle. If we were mixed into their studies, there's going to be a lot of like, Your Honor, I'm here to sue a riddle. I think we've pretty much fucked their entire career. What do you think, JBC?
I'm into it.
Now we can have an actual...
a pervert would say.
Now we can actually have a riddle court because we have legal representation.
Oh, that's true. All right. All the riddles suck, so these probably suck too. Feel free to use some or none at all. But anyways, here you go. Thank you so much, Sammy. This is exciting.
Thank you, Sammy. And congrats on the bar exam.
If you did well.
Ooh, yikes.
If you were stirred, not shaken.
No, honestly, more congratulations if you did it and you didn't do well. I think failing and doing bad at things is underrated. I think you did a great job.
Look, I love walking out of somewhere that I've just failed something and announcing to the world, flubbed it.
Yeah, that was not great when you did a surgery and walked out and said, flubbed it.
When I come out of an audition and I see a waiting room full of actors I'm up against and who are my rivals, I usually just go, I like wave my hand in front of my face. I go, careful, boys. I just shit the bed.
Oh, I say, wow. I go out and loud enough for people to hear, I call my mom and say, Mom, I think I got it. Our lives are about to change. Just to cut their confidence down.
And then you say, dot, 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 HPV. That's what I got. The audition? It went terribly. Could not have gone worse.
I really stunk it up in there. I shit the ground. What did you say? This is the riddle.
Okay.
Some will call me a special skill of finding a computer's weakness. Others, however, wish me ill. I am fraud masquerading as meekness. Others still will perceive me as but a simpler way of doing things, a shortcut. What am I?
McAfee.
This is McAfee, a internet application that stops the viruses.
Did you know, I just want to kind of educate the two of you for a moment here. I don't know if you know this, but when computers were first created, there was the family of McAfees. Now, they had 12 computers. A lot of them had viruses, but those 12 computers last them for the entire 80s. They had to use the processors and the Word documents. Mm-hmm. And yes. That family today is now what's known as Jewish computers.
Sorry. I think I might be in the wrong class.
What class are you supposed to be in?
Art 101.
Oh, no, I'm teaching the game Cards and Shards. What was it called?
A reading from the Book of Maccabees. Love is patient. Bleep, bloop.
Okay, you guys, what would be funnier than if I ever get married, which who knows, if I make JPC in earnest... Without any jokes or any bits.
Aaron,
read the love is patient, love is kind.
I would 100% do it. 100% do it.
Well, people would be anticipating there'd be a joke the whole time. They're like, oh, never. JBC, this has got to be
good. It's so much funnier if there's no joke. Love is patient. Love is kind. And I just read the thank you.
You would still steal the show when people realize that there is no joke. People would die laughing.
I think I could do it with no jokes, and I think I could make it funny.
Aaron, do you mind if I kick off things by going up?
I think you could too. Adel, sorry, go ahead.
Do you mind if I kick things off by going up in front of everyone and saying, Webster's Dictionary defines a wedding as a union of two people, and mm-hmm. then sitting down?
Yeah, and I'll be like, we didn't ask him to speak. No, even better, Adel, I'm going to pay you $600 to stand up and say, I object. And then I'm going to, for the rest of my life, be like, we didn't tell Adel to do that.
What is he doing? What is he doing?
Be like, Adel, sit down, please. You're ruining my day. So that's how my wedding will go, if anyone wants to come.
Oh, speaking of, and here's the real question, Aaron, and I'm going to ask it to you on the podcast, because that's the shittiest thing to do, and you have to answer honestly. Because you're one of my groom's people, are you going to come to the bachelor party?
I didn't know I was invited.
Of course you are.
I don't know. Am I enough of a pervert? The one thing you and all your guy friends have in common, huge, big old pervert. So yeah. If you think I'm pervert enough...
Well, that's the bachelor party is going to be, we're all going to go to Milwaukee. We're all going to sit in a tree and be peeping Toms.
I got to say, it's a JPC bachelor party. So, you know, there's going to be staplers.
Oh, lie. Yeah, I would completely go, of course, like especially because I feel like it's just going to be us sitting around a campfire and playing games. So, yeah, of course, it sounds like the best time ever. I'm also fully going to be wearing a lady suit. I'm going to look amazing.
Please, you going to wear a lady suit to the bachelor party?
Yeah. I'm going to wear it the entire year.
At a campfire?
I am so excited for that. I truly can't wait. Okay. Do you know the answer to this or do I need to reread it?
I can't even begin to think of what the question was.
I remember it, and the answer is hacker.
Yep, it's hack, technically.
Oh.
Great job.
Thank you.
I am the result of a day spent in the fields, and I can be quite taxing. I am also a creature that finds rolling in the mud to be, in a word, relaxing.
piggy, little pig sweat.
A 501(c) nonprofit.
Oh, taxing.
Ah.
So a day in the field and then also taxing. Is this okay?
Is it like a sunburn or like a sunstroke?
Well, no, it's a word that means two things. Like
pork. Because it's like what you eat and then fucking.
Sunburn means two things. Because it's
what
like the sunburn that hits your skin. And then like, that girl is like a sunburn, like a sunburn. And I would like to say that girl is like a sunburn. She sticks with you.
That can't be a song.
What song is that?
I can make that the answer.
What song is that?
Give him a second.
That girl's like a sunburn appealing?
Oh, it's Never Let You Go by Third Eye Blind. I'll never let you go. That girl is like a sunburn, like a sun. Yep, okay, there we go.
Wait,
there
is that, those are the lyrics?
Dude, that's the end. That's the outro. The outro is, and I would like to say, that girl is like a sunburn. She's like a sunburn.
Well, there's also, they also have a song about taxes, which is, I wish you would step back from that ledger, my friend. You can be a CPA all time, but take some time for yourself.
Nickels and dimes, yours and mine. Did you cash in on your distributions?
I'm probably committing tax fraud right now. I have nothing to add. I don't know. I'm probably going to jail. I don't know how to do my taxes. I am the result of a day well spent in the fields. So what do you do in the fields?
In crops. The fields,
you pick
harvest.
Crops. You reap.
Reap
what you sow. Mm-hmm. Sow and sow.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
A sow is a pig and a sow is a shirt.
Sow is a shirt and a sow is a pig. Pig is a cow and a shirt and a cow. There's a pig and he's wearing a shirt.
I want to see a scene.
He looks very cute. What?
I want to see a scene. The two of you are the leads in the new made for farm animals TV show, My Sow Called Life. My Sow Called Life is about two pigs just trying to make it through not having parents. No, that's Party of Five. What is, I don't know, I've never seen an episode of My Sow Called
Life. Being at like high school.
Yeah. So you're two pigs in high school trying to make your way in this wild, wild world. This is My Sow Called Life.
Gosh, if I get an F on that quiz, I'm going to be bacon by lunch.
Who cares about getting an F on that quiz? I'm trying to get an F in my biz. I'm horny as all get up.
I feel like we don't really listen to each other when the other is talking. Come on, we're supposed to be best friends. I'll help you handle your horniness, and you pretend to be me and go take the quiz.
Okay, but this is the last time that I'm taking a quiz for you, and I want you to go talk to Brad Horse, the hottest pig in school.
Some people say he's a horse. Yum, yum. I promise
right.
I won't fall in love with him.
He's not a horse. He's just the tallest pig with
he's
the
right
longest
there.
Tail.
He's right there.
I'll go take the test.
I'll go talk to Brad Horse.
Hey, what's up? You're quite a babe.
Ha, 'cause I'm a pig. Brad.
You want to check out my new set of squeals? I got a Ford pork chop.
Brad, why is your tail moving like that? Like it's a ponytail swaying in the wind.
No, it's not. Let me wrap it around my finger. Look, it's in the shape of a corkscrew. Oink, oink.
Why do you make so much noise while you walk? Like a clop, 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 clop.
Oh, because I love pork clops. I've already used that joke.
Hey, you can talk to me. I'm a really cool pig.
Yeah, all pigs are cool. That's why they roll around in the mud. It's to cool off. I mean, that's why we roll around in the mud. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm actually a spider.
What?
I'm a spider.
I knew it.
Inside a horse outfit, pretending to be a pig.
Oh no, I'm falling for you because you're opening up to me. Oh gosh.
Well, flubbed it.
What?
Flubbed it. The math test, big time.
Same. Are you just saying flubbed it because you love saying flubbed it, or did you really flub it?
See, I'm just a spider inside a horse pretending to be a pig.
Asking you to love her.
Yeah, I was trying to think of, I was like, what's the next line of that Jerry Maguire
Wow,
phrase?
That flubbed it moment was a perfect callback. How does
flubbed
it feel?
It.
Flubbed it.
We're here with JPC, who just did a perfect callback in a Hey Riddle Riddle episode. JPC, how does it feel?
It's super hard to remember something, one thing for 10 minutes, but I did it, and I feel like I'm on top of the world. Where am I going? Mickey Mouse's house! I'm going to kill that motherfucker. He's dead meat. You hear me, Mickey? Lock your doors, bitch. I'm coming.
Well, oh, congratulations on a great game. All your teammates are dumping Gatorade all over you. We're having a lot of
fun. It's not Gatorade. It's mouse blood. I'm coming for you, Mickey.
We take you to Mickey Mouse's house.
Who's there? Huh? Hello?
It's me. It's JPC. I did the perfect callback, and now I'm here to finish what we started all those years ago, Mickey Mouse.
Why don't you take a peek through the mail slot? You're gonna see a dual-action gauge pump shotgun pointed right at your digging balls, bitch! Huh?
Wait, what do you think I'm peeking through the mail slot with if it's pointed at my... Oh well, hurry up, blast it.
Kablooey!
Yeah! I'm the king of pervs!
Don't let this happen to your podcast. Keep a watchful eye that it doesn't slide into something like this. If you stop being vigilant, after 50 episodes or so, your show will become this.
Shit, I just got an email that we've been rejected from all podcast festivals.
That's fine. They're better off without us. All right, ready?
Yes.
I am the embodiment of truth. One who speaks me may be a sage. I am a method of communication that has grown obsolete with age. Though I sound the same in each meaning, to call me a true homonym would be misleading. Instead, try to focus on what can be found when I am spelled differently, but with the same sound.
What?
Letter.
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 My kitty letter.
I'm going to read it again.
Morse code? Oh.
I am the embodiment of truth. One who speaks me may be a sage. I'm a method of communication that has grown obsolete with age. Though I sound the same in each meaning, to call me a true homonym would be misleading. Instead, try to focus on what can be found when I am spelled differently but with the same sound. So let's break it down a little bit.
Yeah, we got this. The outdated method of communication.
Boom, 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 boom.
I feel like we're going to get outdated method of communication. I think that's our entry point.
Mm-hmm. So carrier pigeon is obviously the number one with a bullet answer.
With a bullet.
And that's how carrier pigeons die.
I'm sorry, that's clay pigeon. That's number one with a bullet.
No, I'm sorry, that's Clay Aiken.
That was amazing. That's really funny. I am the embodiment of truth. That's okay. one of the definitions.
The
other
embodiment of truth.
Is I'm a method of communication that has grown obsolete with age. They sound the same, but they're spelled differently.
So it's method not, of communication.
It's not a letter. It's not a story. What's obsolete?
A method of communication that is not necessarily so old. We're not talking hundreds of years old.
Got it.
Oh, phone calls.
Little older, or sort of at the same time for a while.
Little older.
Morse code?
No, a little bit like, you gotta be, I would say like my dad at his job sent a lot of these in the early
Oh, mimeograph.
90s. No.
Singing telegrams?
Yeah, my dad sent a lot of singing telegrams.
You're being fired today.
We had the same idea.
A fax.
Yep.
Oh.
Facts and facts.
Facts and facts.
You got it. Again, I love the show life. So much, and I hope that you like these riddles. Thanks for all you do and for keeping me sane during the pandemic. Sammy Hall. P.S.
Sammy,
I've never laughed harder than when Aaron was playing R2-D2 in a scene and instead of beeping, started screaming bloody murder to be let out of the car. I had to pull over because I was laughing so hard I was crying and couldn't see.
Sammy, you did the right thing. If you're listening to a comedy podcast and you're laughing too hard while driving, pull over.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Because I was laughing at a podcast.
Yeah, I've gotten messages like that before of someone being like, I'm currently pulled over in the side of the road because X, Y, and Z just made me laugh.
We get a lot of tweets and stuff that are people are like, I almost crashed my car. I was laughing so hard. Be
yeah, don't do that.
Everyone.
Or got fired. A lot of people are like, people at my office look at me strange. Like I'm a JPC type.
But we don't get any emails, any letters, any fan communication saying, I was listening to your podcast, I took way too big of a bite of a hot dog, I almost died eating it.
Or I was listening to your podcast and got a promotion.
You got to imagine, people are eating big hot dogs and getting promotions just as often as they're driving cars.
I
am. Am I eating too many big hot dogs?
All right, can I do one more riddle?
Please. Yes, please.
All right. The riddle goes as such. How many big hot dogs are too many big hot dogs when you're waiting to find out about a promotion?
Yay! Yay, a riddle for just for me.
The answer, there's never too many big hot dogs. You deserve big hot dogs whether or not you pass the bar or not.
Yeah, you're a wiener, baby.
I enjoyed that so much that in the middle of me enjoying that, I was like, wait a second, I'm an idiot. I'm dumb. This makes me happy and I'm dumb. And that's my life. It's my real life. It's a real thing about me. I'm dumb as a box of rocks.
I take it all back. Please just say that at my wedding. All right, last riddle. This one is from Zachary, but he said the girl who made this up is named Molly. So thank you, Zachary and Molly.
Zach and Molly.
Yeah, they sound, I wonder if they're friends or in love, siblings, we'll never know. Hi, hey, Riddle Riddle. Y'all are one of my favorite podcasts, and I've been yearning to find a good riddle that y'all have never done before. So here you go. All right, thank you, Zach and Molly. Here we go.
Our listeners know what the word yearning means?
They surprise me every day. There's a room full of balloons. None of them pop. But when you enter, it's empty. How?
Condoms.
Adult?
Yeah, they're walking into my freaking bedroom, and I slay, and I sling. So the floor's full of condoms.
This is where the magic happens, or I make my dick disappear.
Are you blowing up the condoms?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I blow them up. I blow them out. Baby, baby, baby. Let me ask you this, Aaron. Did it ever say that these balloons were full?
I guess they didn't, but let's assume they are.
So this is not just like an empty balloon factory?
No, but that sounds very sad. Well, empty balloon factory.
We don't sell balloons here much anymore. All the balloon machines have gone all dark on us.
Ever since all the clowns died, we haven't produced a single balloon.
We used to be everyone's favorite field trip, but there's not a balloon in sight. We're three old men who work at the old balloon factory, and yes, we're scary.
And we know, we've heard it before, the balloony bin. We are crazy for coming into work when this factory's been shut down for years.
And I know what you're thinking. Are all of you old men eating balloony sandwiches, which is two pieces of white bread and loose balloons?
Of course we are.
That's how you make a balloony sandwich? Mine goes baloney, balloony, and then a piece of baloney right at the top.
Where have you been getting... Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Oh man.
Does anyone have anything to plug?
We gotta solve this riddle.
I'm crying. I really had no idea today I'd say baloney, baloney, baloney. And that's not even going to be the name of the episode. What are we doing? Baloney, baloney, baloney.
Can you say it one more time, Aaron? Can you say the riddle?
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm so happy. Baloney, baloney, baloney. There's a room full of balloons. None of them pop. But when you enter, it's empty. How?
But when you enter, it's empty.
This riddle is brutal, by the way. It's a terrible answer.
There's a room full of balloons. None of them pop, but when you enter, it's empty. So I guess when you enter the room, it's empty? There's some wording that seems very confusing.
Are you entering into the room that has all the balloons?
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you the hints. Are you entering the same room as the one with the balloons?
That's the hint?
I just asked that. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, you can't give us the
I'm going to give you guys the hint. You give me the answers to the hints.
True or false? I don't fucking know.
Is this a normal room? Yes. And the balloons are real? Yes. Has someone removed the balloons or have they otherwise left the room through the window or something? No. And when I copied and pasted this email, I know the relationship between Zachary and Molly now. Do you want to know what it is?
Doctor patient?
Nope. This riddle was made up by a girl I matched with on Tinder. I'm pretty sure there's no way for you to have done it before. You don't know if Molly and I have matched on Tinder. Also, did you go on a date? Did you just take a riddle from her and then ghost her? Zachary, email us back.
No. Zach, if Molly initiated the conversation with this riddle, go ahead and delete your Tinder.
You found the love of your life.
Go to the wedding ring store. Buy the biggest one you can afford.
And
toss it as hard as you can into space.
If you are a doctor patient, don't forget that you do have Dr. Pepper confidentiality.
That's, I like that.
23 secrets between you and your doctor.
You can have up to 23 secrets with you and your doctor. Dr. Pepper confidentiality.
Okay.
Is it like a nursery with balloons painted on the walls?
Oh, that's really good.
That's a great guess, but I'm just going to give you the answer, which is terrible. You've entered the room before there were any balloons in it.
What? No, stop rolling credits. Stop rolling credits.
Sorry, the credits were rolling at all.
No. We're shutting down production.
Wait, but...
That's it.
Okay, what if I say it again? Ready?
Okay, yeah, try it again.
Okay.
All right. You've entered the room before there were any balloons in it.
No, unplug it. We're not even taking this riddle to riddle court. We're gonna take this to the riddle chair.
No. I don't believe in that. You've entered the room before there are any balloons in it.
No.
Have a good night, everyone. Anything to plug?
Finding sound for the riddle chair.
No, Casey, do not find sound for the riddle chair.
I have some stuff to plug.
Sure, please.
I was on a few podcasts recently. Ever heard of them?
Yes.
Podcasts?
Sure, yeah.
I was on the Blokebusters podcast talking about the Star Wars special, which is a real travesty of a Christmas special.
The Star Wars holiday special?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So we talk about that on the Blokebusters podcast. I was also on Cinema Swap talking about In Bruges. And I was on American Timeline podcast talking about, I believe it was the year 1951 or 1952. So please check out all of those podcasts. I also want to thank a fan sent me some Autocrat, which was in our Patreon episode. We talked about Rhode Island was known for coffee milk. And one of our listeners in Rhode Island sent me a bottle of Autocrat, which is what you add to milk to make coffee milk. It looks like it's like motor oil. But I will say, as much as we made fun of coffee milk in Rhode Island, It's actually very tasty. So,
Family Feud, you know, top answers on the board, surveyed 100 people, and you have to tell me the name of the thing that you add to coffee to get coffee milk. Autocrat, not even going to be number 50 on that fucking list.
JBC, speaking of, do you have anything, top three things to plug?
Yeah, you can plug my Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. I play games most weekdays, so come over there, throw me a follow, throw me a sub, and stick around for a little while too, because if I get my follower numbers up just a little more, I'm shooting for that Twitch partner status. The other thing is, very exciting news, is we're going to do another live stream show. We probably mentioned it at the beginning of this episode, but we're doing another live stream show March 5th in Chicago. Broadcasted to all over the world. You can literally watch it from anywhere on human earth.
Wait a minute. What about in Denmark?
I can't comment on that, actually, because of some legal stuff that I've got going on.
And God, what country don't you have that?
No, I'm actually going to need the lawyer from earlier to reach out to me, because I hope you're good at Denmark law, because I can't make sense of this stuff. Anyway, it's at 8 o'clock, March 5th, Friday night, 8 p.m. Central, Chicago time. You can get tickets at headgum.com/live. I believe they're $12 or $15 if you want to donate to the theater where we're doing it, which is Lincoln Hall in Chicago, which is a really cool space, which has been fucking waylaid by a global pandemic. But now we get to do live stream shows for the entire world. So that's a fun silver lining there. So please come and hang out for that. We've done two there already. One last year and one this year.
And they have been absolute fun. Bright shining spots of our last year. So.
And they give me something to look forward to. I have the best time doing them. And then also I'm moving by May, June of this year. So it's just really nice to be able to see you guys in person a couple more times before I go.
Aaron, anything that you have to plug?
Yes. Beyond watching that live show, I would like to plug a podcast I was on recently called the Sincerely Us podcast. It's run by Becca and Eni, and they are really smart and really funny. And I love hearing them talk about theater. It's a great podcast to check out, even if you don't want to listen to my episode. We talked about Six, the musical, because they heard about it from us. And I didn't let them get a word in edgewise. I was so excited to talk about theater. I talked the entire time and was a nightmare. But they are so lovely, and you should go check out the Sincerely Us podcast.
I love someone listening to our show and is like, oh, that podcast does sound interesting. But I don't want to hear Aaron's episode.
Yeah, no way. Honestly, I mean, they are really great on it, but I was like, okay, here are all the things that I think and every that I've ever had. all the thoughts in order. Here we go.
I saw someone on Twitter tagged us. There's somebody posted a tweet, maybe like a minor celebrity or something, but it said like, what are some podcasts worth checking out? Like, I want some new podcasts that are worth checking out. And someone listed three podcasts and one of them was us. And somebody commented on their tweet and said, I've listened to two of these three, but I've never heard of Hey Riddle Riddle. Worth checking out? And I cried laughing because I'm like, the whole that tweet was in reply to what podcasts are worth checking out. Like, what are we fucking doing anymore?
What are we doing as a nation,
as a humanity, as Twitter users? What are we doing? What are some foods I should check out? Scallops. Never had scallops. Are they worth checking out? See above tweet.
Battle, here's a glass of water.
See above tweet. It's Jerry Seinfeld.
My favorite
from 2021. See above tweet.
A fan tries to be so sweet and tag us in like one of those podcast recommendation, like, you should check out Hey Riddle Riddle. And the person that asked for recommendations and they're like, I have, not for me. Couldn't get through the first 3 minutes. Like, okay.
Yeah. Not only are they right, but they're insensitive. Well, speaking of insensitive, I was going to say,
just direct them to the first 3 minutes of episode 135 when we sing the We Are Pervert song. That'll really win them back over.
And we tried to get a remix of We Are Perverts, Bum Ba Dum Bum Bum. Obviously, we tried to get Pharrell and the Neptunes to remix it, but we could not afford the Neptunes. So what we got instead is we got Pharrell and the...
Jupiter?
Pi Forever.
Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emory Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, Sounds and Clouds, if you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Addle leads us in a debate-only episode. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle for joining the Clue Crew for $5 or the Review Crew for $8. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.